I'm Sarah Irvin.
And I'm Mark Irvin.
And we met at, 20 years ago.
Yes.
This month at the 2006 Winter Olympics in Torino, Italy. Well, technically Sestriere.
It was actually in Sestriere at the USA house.
Now, I have to, a little bit of a backstory. Sarah casually told me a month ago that they were returning to Italy for their 20th anniversary. And that's when I found out that they have an Olympic love story. And I said, we need to do a segment on this for the Community Campfire. So thank you both of you for being here today. So take us back to 2006. And what was going on with you two?
Well, Mark was there working, legitimately, working hard and doing his job, which brought him to the Olympics. I was an absolute interloper, had no business being there. I was between jobs at the time and made a plan to spend a month in Italy visiting a friend from college who lived there. And within a few days of arriving, some of her Italian friends said, hey, we've rented an RV and we are going to drive out to the Olympics and see what we can do. And so they said, do you want to go? And I was like, sure, that sounds great. Let me hop in an RV with total strangers.
As an interloper does, just, bike yourself along for the ride.
Yeah, exactly. So we hopped in. I think there were like 8 of us in this RV. And
and you were about how old at this time?
26.
26, okay.
We drove 3 or 4 hours from Bologna, Italy, to this mountain village called Sestriere. And I had no idea what was going on there. I had no background in winter sports. I was a once-a-year skier, if I was lucky at the time. And here we arrived in this Olympic village where it turned out the alpine events were all taking place. And we didn't have any credentials. We didn't have any tickets. We just sort of talked our way into things. I think we scalped some tickets on the day that local legend Ted Ligety actually ended up winning gold in the men's GS. And we were in the stands with my new Italian friends and cheering on this American skier. And because Ted had won that day, we then realized there'd be a big party at the USA house that night. And so my American friend and I, we sort of meandered on by and chatted with the guard there at the gate and said, hey, we're Americans. And there was a big pasta bar inside. And we were like, we're really hungry.
Now, I have to interject here. I was at the 2010 Vancouver Games with a media credential. And you don't just walk into the USA house. You need to have serious connections and credentials. So
I know this now.
You have some pull to be able to get into the USA house.
No, truly. I mean,
I was amazed, like, when we met in there, I asked her, how did you get in here? And she flashed a smile I have now been looking at for 20 years. And I understood at that moment exactly how she had gained admission into the USA house.
Now, Mark, what were you doing there specifically?
I was there for work. So I represented a number of athletes who were competing at the time. And I was actually at the USA house with one of those athletes who had been injured in downhill training a couple of days earlier. And so she and I were roaming around and then she left. And like Sarah mentioned, the USA house was rocking because Ted had just crushed it and gotten a gold. And I looked across the room and there was this girl walking toward me holding 2 beers. And lo and behold, she walked up and asked me if I wanted one of them. And I looked at her and I said, well absolutely, yes.
Sarah, it's true. Are you usually so bold or were you just in this whole mindset?
No, I was in traveling mode. I figured I wouldn't see any of these people ever again in my entire life. And I had, again, looked across the room. I saw Mark and I'm like, well, that guy's handsome. I'm going to go talk to him. And so I did. I went right up to the bar. I didn't buy the beers. Everything was free. I just went up and asked for 2 beers and walked right up to him and asked if he wanted a beer, and then we started chatting.
And then it turned out we were both living in Los Angeles, so it was sort of typical Los Angeles that you have to go all the way to Italy to meet the nice girl. But and then after we got chatting that night, I invited her to go to a hockey game the following evening because a friend of mine from work had a couple of tickets to a hockey game, and so we ended up going to the hockey game and just had an absolute blast.
Now, but wasn't the hockey game in a totally different location then? Okay,
yes.
So let's back up a little bit.
Well, so you were planning to go to Torino that night or that day for the game.
The following day.
I didn't have any plans to leave my new Italian friends in the RV, but convinced myself, actually, I called a friend back in the States who I knew would tell me it was a good idea to go meet a total stranger in a city 3 hours away by train or whatever it was.
Everyone needs at least one friend.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren. So she was like, yeah, you should absolutely go with him. And so Mark had this, well, he and his other friend Mark had tickets to this hockey game, and we had to scalp a third ticket for me to go. It was Germany versus Canada. You love that. Yep. And we get in there, and the whole arena is pretty packed except for these incredible, the nicest seats in the whole house.
Yeah, they're right on the ice, and there was just one empty row of seats on the ice, and we couldn't find three seats together that weren't occupied, and there was a guard at the gateway to go down onto these seats on the ice. And so I tried to give her a pin, and she didn't seem to warm up to that. And then a few minutes passed, and I kind of made eye contact with her, and I got the distinct impression that we made eye contact and she turned her back away from the gate.
But it was slightly open.
Yeah. And I said, I think she wants to let us sneak in. And so sure enough, Mark, myself, and Sarah, she did. She let us just go right by, and we went right down and sat on the ice.
On the nicest seats in the whole arena and watched the game.
It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so keep Olympic pins for bargaining purposes.
Absolutely.
And so obviously there was a connection there, so you made plans then to see each other when you returned to the United States?
Yeah, or? I mean, I still had weeks left during my stay in Italy. You had to travel back to New York and L.A. for work. And so we exchanged email addresses. This was pre-cell phone, I think. I don't even know if I had a cell phone at the time.
I got a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
But and then we went to sushi the first night we got back in L.A.
Yeah, sometime in March, he took me out on a sushi date. And here we are 20 years later two kids later.
Two kids, you have one on the ski racer.
We've got two kids that we're raising here.
And our kids have just grown up in Park City, and I don't think either one of us could ever ask for anything better than what their childhoods have been amazing. We obviously love it here too.
That's so awesome.
It's been a home run.
Yeah. So, I mean, 20 years later, you're going back to Italy for the Olympics. What does this full circle moment feel like for you both?
It's great. I'm gonna have to hand him a beer.
Yeah. And and conveniently, I've now gathered all of the holidays because it was also her birthday and it's Valentine's Day, and I wanted to really be efficient, so we got engaged on the same day.
That's
two
right.
Years after we had met, so we now get to celebrate birth Val engagement day, and
we'll be doing that together in Italy
in Italy for our 20 year.
I mean, looking back though, what does your story mean to you? Really, there had to be a lot of moving parts to happen and to work out at the exact same time to have you there at that USA house and to get in.
So I know.
I mean,
sure, we can call it fate. I really think that, you know, there was sort of this sense of of course I'm going to go talk to this guy. Of course we're going to hit it off. Of course we'll have endless things to chat about right off the bat. And I don't know. I don't know if it was hubris or just what, but I think we kind of I don't know.
I guess it's just a sliding door moment, right?
Right. And
we were both just in the right spot at the right time, and incredibly grateful for all of it.